When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the first hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, if everything is working correctly, which is debatable, you know, it's reality TV or radio anyway. What is it? Okay, well, anyway, if things are working as they should, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. But frankly, we have no idea if we're streaming or not. Anyway, and, well, let's see. It is an unusual day here at Animal World. We are in a totally different place, and I have to tell you that automatic pilot's been canceled, and so we're all a little discombobulated. At any rate, we are coming to you live, as always, and we are down the hall and around the corner and through some doors, and heaven only knows what's going to happen when somebody has to go to the you-know-where, because we could get lost and never get back. Well, okay, here's what's usual. I'm here, across the desk from me, as usual. Animal World's production engineer is here, Gary Hill. Good morning.
Hello.
This is just bizarre, isn't it? And Gary is just beside himself.
I think everything has gone really well to this point.
Well, we're on the air, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, now, and we're, because we are not in our own studio.
No,
if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that our studio is being remodeled. And we are down the hall around the corner, and we are at another Sandusky radio station. We are in the Kixi, K-I-X-I, studio. And to my left, which is unusual, Animal World's call screener, Scotty Robertson is here. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you were very nice. You made that wonderful yesterday, because you brought me a wonderful hanging basket for Mother's Day. So my cats are happy, because Mom got something. Now, on my right, which this is normal, I think, because this is where you usually sit when you're here. That would be Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, is here. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Martha.
Now, how's this feeling to you?
It's a little weird, but it's okay. We're doing all right.
Well, yeah, we are. We are. We're here. We have, now, what we, just so you all know, what did you guys figured out already? We have no delay.
That's true.
So
yes.
They told me no ranting and raving and no swearing.
No, today. Let's try not to swear. I know we do that a lot on this show, but let's try not to do it this week.
Okay, so we won't do that. Well, we'll try anyway. Do you have a dump button?
No, that's the problem.
That's a problem.
Well, you don't have a delay or a dump button.
Well, no. The delay is the dump button.
Yeah, the delay is the dump button.
Yeah, so we're going without that.
Yeah.
Well, reality radio.
Okay, well, we'll try to all behave ourselves.
So you want to take a break, Martha, and go wash your mouth out with some soap?
Hey, why am I getting blamed? Well, I guess I have. I guess he did have to bleep me once.
I've been pretty good.
Well, once in 8 years, that's not so bad.
No, that's not too bad.
No, I don't think we've ever bleeped you.
Mm-mm.
No, Kim hasn't been bleeped.
Mm-mm.
Scotty hasn't been bleeped.
Mm-mm.
You ever had to bleep yourself, Gary?
I don't think so.
Well, and now the other thing is, okay, so we finally found a clock that we can see. But ordinarily I have a clock here right in front of me that I can push a button and it times what I'm doing. So like if I'm doing an ad or something, I know how much time. Don't have that.
I have my phone. We can send a little
You can set a little timer.
On my phone, because you always complain about my phone.
Well, the only time I really need that is when we record my promo for next week. But since Gary hasn't figured out how to do that, we usually do that before the show.
Yeah.
But we haven't
done
that.
That's going to be an after the show this week.
The other weird thing is we have the same. I have the same kind of computer screen. But this is apparently the new board, right?
Yes.
This is the new board. It looks very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very different.
Than the old boards, I guess it should, huh? Mm-hmm. Now, the board, of course, is the thing that has all the buttons and knobs and stuff that Gary pushes to make all of this happen. And instead of black, this one's sort of white. And then there's pretty blue lights on here instead of the red ones and the yellow ones. There's blue and white lights. I like that better. Mm-hmm. Blue's my color. So that's all I can tell you about the new equipment, folks. Now, what I can tell you is that the headsets don't work the same way. Well, I mean, they work the same way as in the other studio, but they sound weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sound kind of fuzzy. Sound,
and there's a fuzz and a buzz and a kind of an, it's weird, an mm-hmm. echo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, when you've been doing radio for like 16 years mm-hmm. and you've never missed, every week for 16, and you've never missed a show, when little things like this,
it throws you off.
It does. It does. And I said, we walked in and Gary was looking like a little lost lamb. And
he was a little discombobulated when I got in here.
Yeah. And
I had a few things to figure out.
Like, you know, how to get our headsets on.
Right.
And my
just a few basics like that.
Well, see, ordinarily we can control our own volume in our ears. We don't even have volumes. Mm-mm. I miss our little cough buttons and all of that. Now, they didn't work,
but
it was kind of fun to see them there.
They look good, though.
Aside from that we still have big picture windows in the studio.
No,
we can see outside, but we can't. We are looking north. I think we're looking north now. Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're looking north instead of west. So because we used to be able to look out and see I-90 and then the intersection of I-90 and 405 and then Mercer Island and downtown Seattle and the Olympics. Now we're looking at the top of a big old building.
Yep.
And we see some green trees and stuff as we're looking north. That must be north towards where?
Probably looking towards Bellevue, Kirkland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Redmond.
But pretty much all we see is hills. There's not trees and hills.
And a lot of gray clouds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's always that.
Yeah, is it raining at your house, folks? Sure was raining at mine. It is so wet out of my place. It's unbelievable.
It was actually halfway nice yesterday. I got out in the yard and gardened.
Well, and no opening day in boating season for you?
We haven't got the boat out yet. It comes out on the 21st.
21st of May?
Yes.
Is that every year, 21st, or is that just this year, the 21st?
Usually, pretty much after,
just before Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, and after first day of boating season. I don't really like to do that. I don't have to have the rush.
Well, okay.
This year probably
I understand
wouldn't be
it
a
was
rush.
sort of a little rainy. My place yesterday at Monroe, it was raining most all day, on and off all day.
It was nice actually in Edmonds. It was pretty nice.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I was hoping it was nicer down in towards the Montlake area for the boaters, but and it's raining today. And I told Kim when she got here, it's her fault.
It is not my
fault. So
if
anybody wants somebody to blame for all this rainy weather, well, every time you've been here in the last 6 months, I've asked you for a psychic weather report. And what have you said? Rain, rain, rain. So it's her fault.
Okay, it's going to get really nice.
Yeah, okay.
After the
really,
July.
Really when? Nice.
When?
I don't know.
Well,
from my mouth to God's ears, let's put it that way.
Well, the last time you were here, we did ask you kind of like what kind of a spring and summer are we going to have, and you just said wet, wet, wet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you still feel that way?
Well, from what I keep getting is that summer's going to be dry, 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 so maybe you should enjoy the wet, wet, wet. And the late, summer starting
later.
Now,
that is kind of a shift.
Yeah, summer starting later.
Okay.
So I could see summer into early October.
Oh,
but wow. I think that's just the way things are shifting.
Because if it starts late, does it mean it's going to go longer? Or
yeah,
you're
looking right now at April showers, I think.
Yeah, and it's May.
And it's May.
So we're like a month behind.
Yeah,
well, that's what,
like
Scotty,
it.
You've said. You've noticed
we're a month
the
behind.
Plants and so forth around the area are about a month behind.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So more wet for a while.
Yes.
is this going to, and summer will just start late, but it might go a little late.
Yes.
And summer is actually going to be dry.
I guess, but don't hold me to it, okay?
Okay. Right. Well, if it gets too dry, then that'll be your fault, too.
Okay. Okay. No. This is save up some water.
Well, see, we have rules like this to cover the bases. Because heaven forbid we ever take responsibility for
what
we
right.
do. See, because rule number one is that if you aren't here for the show, whatever happens is your fault.
I'm a medium and an animal intuitive. I didn't say I was a weather psychic.
Exactly. There you go.
Come on.
Well, I have to say, of all the intuitive or psychic people that we talk to on the air here, I think that you have been the most accurate regarding weather.
Okay. I'll add that to my resume.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Oh, man. You know, this just being someplace, it just kind of throws you off. It's like, okay, what the heck am I supposed to do? I guess I should tell you what we're doing today, do you think?
That would be a good idea.
Well, how about we say Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And although we absolutely respect the true meaning of Mother's Day, this is Animal World. So we relate it to our animal friends. So Happy Mother's Day to all you animal mothers out there. And do know that if you happen to be a single mother of animals, it's very important that you go out and get yourself something for Mother's Day from your animal friends, because they would like to get you something for Mother's Day, but they can't take them their little selves to the Hallmark store or whatever and get cards or flowers or whatever. So you get to go shop for yourself and then show them what you got from them for you. Works very well. Or if you have a partner or someone else, then they have to get you something. Scotty did that. He was really good. So did your animals have a little Happy Mother's Day for you this morning? Not yet.
Well, my other half is sick.
I was just thinking your other half is sick, so that's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Well, no. So is she listening?
I don't know. Maybe. She might, but probably sleeping.
All right. Well, we'll assume she's sleeping. Okay. So have you got something planned for Mother's Day for her? From the animal friend?
I'll try to get on that later.
I thought I'd just maybe drop that little.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, it might be a good thing, because if we're not feeling real well, if we sort of miss the spirit of the day, that might aggravate things.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe there's a stop on the way home.
There's going to have to be. Yeah. And we have no food in the house, so there has to be a stop.
Oh, okay. That would be appreciated, though.
That would be.
Okay. So happy Mother's Day, everyone. Let's see. Now, this one I'll tell you what we are doing today. And, another short show in that we are preempted for the last 15 minutes. We will be ending today at 11:45, everyone. So we'll pay attention. Well, I'm the one that has to be most aware of that. and me and Gary have to pay attention to that. Now, is that because last week I assumed we were out 15 minutes early for Husky women's softball, but it wasn't. It was men's baseball. So
yeah, that
what's
was
happening
unusual.
Today?
It's softball this
it
week.
It is softball today. So, okay, women's Hopefully Huskies softball.
Somewhere else, I'm
Well,
thinking.
I don't know. Are they playing here or away, or do you know?
They're playing in the United States.
All right.
Hey, now, do we have an on-top-of-it sports guy in the house or
totally.
What? Oh, so I know what the problem is.
Yeah, I was going to say it's because it's the Huskies. I don't know what you're thinking.
No, well, except he does stuff for the Huskies.
He does. That's true.
Yeah. No, it's not that. You know what it is?
What?
You know why? I couldn't figure out when I walked in here why he had such a grim look on his face. And the first words out of Gary's mouth were, "This is not going to be a good day."
Well,
what? We lost the Jingle Cats.
Oh.
Gary, we didn't. I don't know. We didn't
I
even
can't
think.
Find
we can't find them. So anyway, we have no Jingle Cats today. But nobody, you haven't even Scotty. You haven't complained. What is missing that would upset Gary's apple cart? What is Gary usually doing besides running the show?
Oh, watching TV.
Yeah,
it's behind
his
him.
Big screen. See, yeah, but see, it's behind. There. It's usually behind me, so he can pretend he's listening to me and be looking, watching TV. Mm-hmm. And then, unless I look over my shoulder, I don't know what he's actually doing.
You guys are out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, the big screen is behind Gary's back now, so chances are he doesn't even know how to use it because we're in a different place. But even so, he couldn't watch it.
Let's just say I'm going to be okay.
You'll be all right.
Do you think so? Do you think you can survive?
Yeah,
and
I'm
we have
be
to
fine.
Do this next week too, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't you say last week? Aren't we the maiden voyage today?
No, they did some stuff yesterday.
Okay.
But the switchover happened yesterday, and there was, I think, a night show.
Oh, now how about, let's see, I think we've determined that you can, in fact, call us today, and you can, in fact, use our normal phone line.
I think so, yeah.
But we are not positive about
it. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out about that. However, we are
Yes, warn people about this.
Yeah. We, since, you know, reality radio folks, and this is a little weird, we are probably a good, let's see, distance-wise in terms of walking from where we used to be.
A mile and a half.
Well, I don't think it's that far, but maybe a city block's like
20 yards.
You think maybe a city's block's about the length of a city.
A lot of turns,
block,
too.
Maybe not quite that
maybe
far.
Maybe not quite that far. But yeah. Twists and turns.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're from where we are. Now, one would think, or one would hope, that we'd be able to answer the phones in the studio or the studio next to us. But apparently we have to run two radio stations out of this studio, right?
Yeah.
So Kixie's still on the air,
yes.
But they're broadcasting out of their little auxiliary studio, which would normally be Scotty.
Right.
But since they're broadcasting out of there, we can't mess with that studio.
Right.
Which means
that'd be bad.
We can't do phone calls from in here. So that means if you call, guess who? That would be Scotty. Has to get up and run.
Well, Gary can answer.
Well, we're hoping that Gary can answer.
Yeah.
And so probably what's going to happen is if you call in today, Gary will put you on hold if he finds he has the capability of doing that. And then Scotty will run.
So no one's going to answer the phone, right? So Gary will just, if you go on hold and you hear the show,
yeah, then
just hang on.
Yeah,
someone will come and answer the phone.
At least we assume that's the case.
Let's hope for it.
Yeah.
And if I sound out of breath, that's because it's a long wait.
We are going to run Scotty.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Okay, so that's the deal with phones. All right. Now, then, this is actually part one of our two-part Memorial Day honoring this year. Now, since we've been on this station, I think it's about seven or eight years now.
Mm-hmm.
Our traditional Memorial Day show on Animal World here has been with Kim Miller. And we do that because with Memorial Day, just like with Mother's Day and Father's Day, we honor the traditional meaning of the holiday, but we skew it towards animals.
Right.
And since Kim Miller is a medium,
mm-hmm.
animal intuitive, we have been having her come in every year for our Memorial Day show, and then we just have open phone lines, and she reads for you and your beloved animal friends or human companions on the other side.
Yes.
And that's how we've been honoring Memorial Day. Now, we also have always teased that because of working as a medium, you do a lot of grief counseling work as well. And we always say we'll address that aspect.
Right.
But we never do, because when Kim is here in the studio and we open the phone lines, that's all we do is talk, because she's so good and we get tons of phone calls that's all we do is take phone calls.
Yes.
So this year I decided to do something different, and with good motivation. I think with just the time I'm sorry, Scotty. I mean, the setup here is I have to turn my back on Scotty in order to talk to Gary and Kim. So it's just kind of weird. But anyway, I don't mean to ignore you.
No.
It's just today Kim's more important than you are, so I'm talking to her.
Forget it.
No, not a problem.
So anyway,
he's normally in the other room. So just pretend he's in the other room.
Right. Normally we can ignore him anyway.
That's right. See,
you know, just
pretend he's in another room.
Yeah. Oh man. Mm. Anyway, so I think just with the time that it is right now on planet Earth and how quickly time is moving and we're moving into new energies and this sort of thing, a lot of animals and humans are leaving the planet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of animals are passing. Now, I've had two really emotional passings here in the last month or so, and I know a lot of you listeners have as well. And for the first time, I've really been sharing a lot of this experience with you and end times with my animal friends and how I've gone through it and all of that. And I have to say that I have gotten more positive, or well, more feedback. It was positive, but a more feedback on those shows than any other shows I've ever done. People saying it's really helped us to hear how you've gone through it and what to, and it's given us some guidance and direction as to how to go through it ourselves, and we need more of that.
Right.
So I talked to Kim and I said, how about we do two shows this month for Memorial Day instead of one? And our traditional Memorial Day show will be 2 weeks from today, the fourth Saturday, the fourth Sunday of May.
Right.
And that's when Kim will come in, we'll have open phone lines, and she will help you communicate with your loved one's animal or human on the other side, and that'll be our whole show. Today, we're not going to have open phone. Well, the lines are open. Can call and make Scotty run around. And if there's something you want us to address, do call and let us know.
Yeah, or if you want to share. I think that's, if they want to share their experiences too, I think that's good, don't you?
Yeah. I've got a lot I want to get through, and I know you do too, and I want to get through that stuff first, and then we'll open phone lines if we have time. So that's kind of our focus today is going to be addressing the end-of-life issues with our animal friends. You know, how do you know when it's time, and do you go to the vet, do you do it at home, and you keep them alive or not, and all of that good stuff. And then after dealing with the grief and that sort of thing. And the best way I've found at sharing with you what I've learned about that, I'm going to take you through my lifetime of experiences with this and the ones that have taught me or brought me to where I am today. Kim's going to do some of her stuff as well. And then we'll just see where all this goes.
Sounds good.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do when we get serious. And let's see. I got a new show alert that I just discovered, and I've got some follow up. Not a lot of news, but a few things. And one thing that I just I'll have to get that.
Okay.
When I go to break.
All right.
I remember there was stuff I had to download off the internet last night, and it was late last night. My radio stuff was already in the car, and so I shoved it in my purse, and of course.
Your purse is in the car?
No, oh, it's okay. It's over on the other side. I don't need it yet right now, but yeah, why don't you grab it and put it there, Sky? That's good. Oh, see, I can just order people around. Isn't this nice? Get it for me and put it over here. Would you please? Thank you very much. Garcon. Now, see, that put a smile on Gary's face. See, I have all that. Oh, I did need it now. James family update from Betsy came late last night. So, all right. Let's see. So I have a follow-up that includes a James report. So then, let's see. I have scheduled to run at 10 o'clock. All right. Now the phone rang.
Phone's
did
ringing.
Did you put it on hold?
Gary?
All right. Here's our first test. It worked. Okay. Now we know that if you call, Gary can put you on hold. And the person who's ever on hold, you should be hearing my voice now in your ear. And if you are, things
just
are
hang on.
Now,
someone's coming to answer.
Scotty is on his way. We should time him. Do,
do, do, do, do,
do. See, you start your timer. See, whenever that phone goes off hold, that's how long it took him to get there.
All right.
So I'll tell you when he gets there. Okay. This is kind of fun. Okay. All righty then. Let's see. We're scheduled because it is in fact warming up, and that means fleas are around and starting to cause problems. So you want to pay attention. We're running Martha's four-step flea plan at 10 o'clock, unless, of course, we decide to scrap it or Gary can't find it. I assume everything's in the computer the way it's supposed to be, isn't it, Gary? And you have access to all of that stuff. He just picked up the phone. Is that all?
No, 1 minute.
What was that? He must have run. Seemed like a long time to me. Okay, so current events will happen about 10:55. And if you haven't been following the situation, we have been doing our best to support the James family, which were burned out, lost everything. A month and a half or so ago, they're up in the Bellingham area, and Betsy Lott at Mollywood Avian Sanctuary kind of took them under her wings, so to speak. And our listeners have been providing them with pretty much everything to start their life over, which has been really cool. And they think they have a refrigerator on the way right now. Betsy says that things are pretty much the same as they were last week. The James family sends their gratitude to all of the listeners who have contributed. And they think they have a fridge on the way, but that means I know they still need a freezer upright or chest style and a bunk bed. And then anything miscellaneous that you might want to contribute. And if you want to help them out, you can call Mollywood Avian Sanctuary, 360-966-7490. 360-966-7490. All right, new show alert. Animal Planet had me all evening yesterday. And I usually, on Saturday nights, watch at 8 o'clock on Animal Planet, It's Me or the Dog. Mm-hmm. That's the Victoria Stilwell, the behavior modification gal, and mm-hmm. and I like her work. And they are in a current season right now, so new episodes air at 8 p.m. on Animal Planet. Then there was a brand new show at 9 p.m., and when I saw it in the TV schedule, I knew I had to watch it. And it's called My Cat from Hell.
Uh-oh.
And you don't need to dump me on that because that's the title of the show. My Cat from Hell.
I can't dump you, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's right. You can
never
mind.
Right.
Anyway, I want this because it is, I'm just delighted to tell you, it's a show about a feline behavior therapist that's doing feline behavior therapy, you know, going into people's homes. And it's very much like It's Me or the Dog, when Victoria goes in with a family with problems with their dogs and she works it out, or like Caesar Milan and Dog Whisperer, when he goes, somebody's got problems with their dogs. This guy goes and does the same thing with cats. But he is, you just know in a second why they nabbed this guy, because he is the least likely type that you'd ever see or you'd ever think would be a feline behavior therapist. The guy is big, bald, sculpted beard, mustache all over his face, tattoos all over him, and at night he's a hardcore rock and roller. And when he comes to the house to consult with the people and the cats, he brings all his cat stuff in a guitar case. And in he comes. Anyway, the show was excellent. Really, the guy knows what he's doing, and I've only one show, so I haven't seen him address all the different problems that cats can have, but by golly, last night's show was absolutely fabulous. So if you have cats, if you know of people that have cats with problems, then I absolutely recommend My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet, and the new shows are airing at 9 p.m. on Saturday evening. Then, after that, I stayed tuned. I'm really glad I did. This is a show that's been on for a little while. It's called Must Love Cats. And it's a guy that loves cats. And he goes all over the country exploring neat cat stuff. Well, as it turned out, last night's edition, he happened to be in Seattle and on the West Coast. Hmm. And he was down at the public market. He went and visited Cooper, you know, the orange cat that wears the camera around the neighborhood and takes all the pictures. Mm-hmm. Went and saw them and did a lot of stuff around here. And it started out, I didn't know this, it started out as a feature about catnip and everything you wanted to know about catnip. Hmm. Did you know that we have the largest organic catnip farm in the country here in Washington State?
I'm not surprised.
Called Trout Lake Farms, and it's 250 miles south of Seattle, so I'm not exactly sure where it is. But they have fields and fields and fields of catnip.
Hmm. How far south of
250 miles south of Seattle. So where would that be?
Oregon?
Well, that's what I wondered. Yeah,
I mean,
so
really?
I don't think that maybe the estimate was correct on distance.
Yeah, that just
stuff.
Doesn't seem right. I mean, it's 250 miles to Spokane. From here.
That's what I thought. So it's probably somewhere between here and Vancouver.
Yeah.
Down there. And he also had the guy that we talk about from time to time on the air, Dan Krause, the cat in a tree rescue guy. And they went out and rescued cats. We got to see how Dan does that and all of that. Huh. It was very, very cool. So if you have a chance to catch that show, it's a good one. Well, okay, Scotty, you made it all the way back. So how was it? Were they actually calling us?
Oh, yes, it was Athena, and she just wanted to say that she got her book.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, very good. We give away books occasionally on the air, and that's a book that hadn't arrived, and now it's arrived, and we're glad to know that. Okay, so that's all the good TV alerts. Then let's... Oh, last week, I don't know if you were listening to us, Kim?
Yes.
But we had Dee and Willa from Arizona on. And these women that I've discovered down there that I... And last week was just kind of our get-to-know-them show. They call them themselves a couple of little old ladies in the high desert, and they're totally self-sufficient and doing all kinds of neat stuff and a great animal. And we just got a chance to have them be comfortable, and I wanted them to trust me, and they do, and they'll come back now, and so I can't wait till the next time they come. But I as I was talking to them, every time. Well, Dee and I, after the show, emailed back and forth a little bit, and she sent me an email and said, how come you were mentioning Art Bell all the time? And I said, well, I don't really know. It's just that every time I would start talking about you and Willa and the high desert, Art Bell would pop into my mind, and I'd see Art Bell in Pahrump, Nevada, and in UFO stuff, and it just popped in my head every time that...
I used to love Art Bell. I used to listen to him all the time.
Okay,
that
so...
That's great.
And these... So, at any rate, this... I'm going to read you Dee's response back to me, because Willa is an incredible... She grew up in the circus, raising circus animals and all of that, and then did competition... horses and so the trainers, their behaviors, they've done an animal talk show for years and all this kind of stuff, and so a lot of stuff in common and great stories, but we didn't get into a whole lot of depth. I think I'm going to get them booked again in July, but listen to this. Hey Martha, I just well, your psychic linking is right on target. You were right on two fronts on this one. Willa actually lived in Pahrump, Nevada in the 70s, and Mr. Artie lived just down the road from her.
How funny.
Okay. And she had moved there to take care of her elderly grandparents until they crossed over. I think her son was just a toddler at the time. She was driving back and forth from there to Las Vegas. Get this, folks. Where she worked in the hospitals and also handled the large cats in the tunnels for Siegfried and Roy.
How funny. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what that was all about.
Yeah.
And was she working when Roy was injured and all of that? Now, she also says she also repaired and maintained the high wire rigging for Circus Circus. The MGM Lion, who would greet people at the hotel in Las Vegas, was Willa's family pet.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Wow. I can't wait. So next time, I think it's going to be July, we have them back. Now we've gotten to know them. They're comfortable with us. We're just going to do story after story after story. I can't wait. Just can't wait. It's going to be fun. I also, in the follow-up department, Our biggest, oops, see, I'm
uh-oh.
Okay, I just knocked.
Dropping time.
Yeah, shoot. Well, you know, I got a big package from our one most loyal fan, that would be Ed. Sent us cartoons, tells us once again, he says hi to Gary and Valerie and Scotty, tells us we still have one of the best radio shows on the air, and he said, I ran across this book many years ago. That's a compilation of remedies for dealing with unwanted animals and insects. Every time you mention your misadventures with the moles, they're at your farm, and it keeps reminding me to send this along to you. So he spent time photocopying this, and it's a little manual called Club the Bugs and Scare the Critters. The buggy professors, if they're flying, crawling, burrowing, or sneaking in, this book has the solution. And it's all, kind of home remedies to deal with all these kinds of things. And, Kim, you've been in my mold discussion. And boy, is that an interesting story. At any rate, Ed, I have to thank you so much. There is all kinds of really good stuff in this book. I did read through all of the mole stuff, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of great suggestions in there, but I can tell you that because I've been on this mole thing since I had my farm.
I told you I'd just send Maggie home with you.
Yeah.
She ate the tail off of one of them.
So anyway, Ed, thank you. But all of the methods that are in here, I can tell you, I have either used a version or something similar myself, or I know of somebody else who has. And, you know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Yes.
But anyway, thank you, Ed. There's a lot of good stuff about other stuff there. Oh, now Scotty's nabbing that stuff. Yeah, well, if you learn how to do something cool, let me know. The other thing I'm going to tell you is pay attention today when our ads run, because we are talking about end-of-life issues with our animal friends. And one of our advertisers, Mark Boutte, who makes the beautiful spirit weights, which are the hand-blown glass egg-shaped little tributes to a beloved on the other side. You could put some of the ashes of your animal friend in this little spirit weight, and they're absolutely gorgeous. His studio's on Camino. In current events, I'll tell you about a studio tour on Camino that's going on this weekend, but it's also going on next weekend, so you could actually see them in person. The reason I'm mentioning them specifically is I'm very sorry to say I spoke with Mark this week, and you know, like many of the rest of us in this economy, he's in trouble.
Uh-oh.
And he's facing foreclosure.
Uh-uh.
And I'm just letting you know that if you've been thinking, I'm going to get one of those spirit weights, you need to do it now. Because I can't promise, if things go the way he hopes they don't, of course, there may not be any more spirit weights to get. So if you're interested and you want, and you can go to spiritweight.com, or you can call Mark at 360-387-2162. We'll mention that several times because it's such a wonderful tribute to our animal friends. And, all right, how about, should we see if we can take care of advertisers and sponsors effectively today?
Sure.
Oh, Gary's turning his chair around, growing into action here. So let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll come back and whip out the news here really quickly so we can get on to our subject of the day. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Passato's Safe Haven rescues and rehabilitates cats, dogs, and farm animals that may not have another chance. Trudy is a sweet 7-year-old lab mix. She has an expressive silver face with a soft, thick black coat. She loves being cuddled and will lay her head on your lap gently, asking for more love. Trudy is a real sweetheart, but prefers humans over four-legged furry friends. Please consider adopting one of Passato's Safe Haven's rescued animals or making a donation. For more information, visit PassatoSafeHaven.org or call 360-793-9393.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Meg.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right, it's very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store-within-a-store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, check out their website, jonesandcompanypets.com. Find out everything that's on sale, and then you'll know it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Join their preferred customer club when you get there. Get your card, get discounts and free food. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, usually. Today we're out at 11:45. Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, is here. It is part one of our Memorial Day special. And I have to say, now Gary said it himself. What did you say, Gary?
What did I say? I don't know.
You said about the break.
Oh, I thought the break went really well.
Yeah, about that? We got through all of that.
Yeah.
And our caller told Scotty that we sound good on the air, so I guess we're in good shape. We just sound weird in our own heads. And let's get this Animals in the News out of the way here. Let's see, first up, follow-up. Oh, man. You know, when Congress was doing all that hoopla about getting the budget deal approved with, you know, all that stuff. Well, this is just sad as far as I'm concerned. Apparently, that's how they delisted the wolves off the endangered species list. They attached it as a rider to the budget deal. What I have to say. But what I didn't realize, when Congress and the White House narrowly averted a government shutdown last month, one of the least understood provisions of the budget deal was a change in status for the West's most iconic predators, canine lupus. And this is a congressman from Montana and Idaho attached a rider. And it removes wolves from the Endangered Species Act in the Rocky Mountains. The problem is, the implications extend far beyond the Intermountain states. And what I didn't realize is that it also delists wolves in the majority of our state, in Washington and Oregon. So there's a nice article about this in Friday's Seattle Times, in the Northwest Friday section, removal of protection for wolves affects state. And now I don't know, Kim, do you know where Highway 97 is?
I don't.
I don't either, but it says in our state, wolves that live east of State Highway 97 are considered part of the Rocky Mountain wolf population. And, you know, wolves are just barely, I mean, they're coming back on their own to our state, but they're very, very few. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have these, well, rancher type people over there that are already trying to, that are already killing them.
Yeah.
And this just doesn't bode well. So read it if you want to hear the gory details. Then in last Sunday's paper, there was a very interesting editorial written by Brenda Peterson. She lives in Seattle. She's been on the show several times. She writes about Puget Sound and the orcas, and she's the one that organizes the seal watch and all of that. So mm-hmm. she wrote an editorial about
the wolves
mm-hmm. endangered by political predators. Yeah. Boy, isn't that the truth? Yes, you got any intuitive sense, Kim?
It's not going to get better.
Our state wolves is not. This is not a good thing.
Mm-mm.
Didn't think so. Okay. Now I love a picture of this little cute he's in a Amur leopard. Now, and when I read the caption under the picture, it says, the Amur leopard attacked a child through the fence surrounding its enclosure at the Sedgwick County Zoo in Wichita, Kansas on Friday. What's your first thought is,
and the kid
how
put
the heck
his
did
hand
that
in
happen?
The cage is what probably happened.
But you'd think, you know, the zoo ought to be better protected than that. I mean, you know, but so here's the rest of the story. A first grader on a school field trip to the Sedgwick County Zoo was mauled by a leopard Friday after the boy scaled a railing and approached the animal's cage. Unfortunately, the boy was cut on the head and his neck after the cat stuck a paw through its cage and grabbed the boy by the side of his head. After the boy began screaming, another man and woman jumped over the railing and rescued the boy. He went to the hospital in fair condition. But we got a school, probably shouldn't be that easy for a kid to pop over a railing and get
it
close.
It shouldn't, but you know, come on, watch your kids.
Yeah, who's supervising the school field trip?
Nobody.
And do we have a curtain talk for these children ahead of time? Let them know, you know, life as they know it ends. Anyway.
I don't know.
It's kind of what's wrong with that
people
picture.
People and their kids sometimes.
Oh, okay, let's forget that. All right, I'm just going to let that. So that leaves us. Hey. Well, Gary's moving, so probably we can. Let's go right to the best good news about animals. Hey, yeah, we need that today. Woo-hoo. Woo. Ooh, okay.
What did I decide?
All right. The first item and good news is a follow-up. Remember I told you, was it last week or the week before, I told you about the cemetery in Buffalo where they have the cement urn with the Canadian goose in it with eggs and the deer, the mama Canadian goose lost her mate, the gander was killed, and so a deer that lives in the cemetery took over protecting the mom and the baby geese.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And so this is, see, that's the cement urn
funny.
A cauldron in the cemetery. And so the goose was nesting up there. I don't have the picture, Kim, to show you. Oh.
There's the deer. Oh, how funny.
See? And the deer would stand in between, you know, would protect mm-hmm. like the gander. And the good news is now the deer has continued to stand guard over mom and the eggs, and that once the eggs have now hatched, and apparently there was a video cam on this whole thing. I didn't know about that, or I would have told you about it. If you want to pick up the story, it's at MSNBC.com. But the chicks have hatched, and the deer was seems to be proud of the little goslings or the little chicks, and is they're kind of separating off now because mom is taking care of them and they're out of the urn and all that sort of thing. So it was really a nice little happy ending there. The next good news, this is out of the Good News Network, and a national rhino census in Nepal released Saturday showed the rhinoceros population increasing 22% since 2008. The animal count conducted in three national parks came up with a total of 534 rhinos, an increase from the 435. And they say this is an example of working together where all conservation partners and local communities are contributing to the conservation efforts of the government of Nepal. So, congratulations. Very good.
Cool.
That's special. And then the winner of the best good news about animals, it was on the front page of the Northwest Wednesday section of the Seattle Times, and it's the title, Runway Turned into Wetlands. There is a spectacular photograph of a red-tailed hawk taken off from a snag. And it's all about the wetland habitat, 14-acre wetland habitat that has been created at Magnuson Park over in Seattle, where it used to be a runway for the Naval Air Station. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't get the Seattle Times, if you didn't see that, there's some great pictures and wonderful descriptions of what's gone on there. And I'll tell you, that being my old stopping ground and where I grew up, it's really a phenomenal place. And if you haven't been to Magnuson Park.
We dock there all the time. That's where we put in. And yeah, it's great.
And they've got a great off-leash dog area, access to the lake and all of that. But then
I try to pick
wetland.
Up the all the tennis balls that have floated out.
Oh, out in the water.
So I pick them up on my jet ski and I take them back over and try to throw them over.
Throw them back onto the dog beach?
Yeah, the dog beach. Yeah.
I imagine that a bunch of tennis balls
float out all the time.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So.
So I'm kind of surprised you don't have anything about the osprey. About the osprey that has made its nest in the NOAA boat. Did you see that yesterday?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay.
Did I miss that? I realized I have. This is the one I had in my purse that I forgot. Uh-huh. So tell us about, what do you know about the osprey?
Well, all I know is that there's a couple of ospreys that have put a nest in one of the crow's nests of a NOAA boat.
Uh-huh. And that would be over at Magnuson, right?
Yeah. Okay. And they're going to try, they brought in an osprey expert, and they're going to try to move it. They're going to make a platform and try to get them to
move
try
it to a platform off the ship.
Off the ship. So they're going to, and they've had good success with that. So that boat can't go anywhere until they can get the nest. Wow. And then, you know, if they have, you know, eggs, then they can't go at all. But right now they don't have any eggs. They just have made their nest. So.
Well, I think they've, I remember other news reports that I've covered where there have been like eagle or something like that nesting someplace they don't want them, and they build a platform next to it. They have successfully moved birds like that before.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they'll be able to do that again. What's your gut feel on that one?
I think they should be able to, before they move them.
Cool. All right, now here's another. This is the one that was in my purse, and I forgot this in the regular news stories. But I saw this last night on the air. I pulled it off of CNN.com. Two stranded pilot whales released off of Florida Keys. And this is just that's been going on this week. Volunteers and vets carrying round the clock for stranded pilot whales. And they are the two that are being released that have survived are 12 and 13 feet long. There are like five others that are still in a holding pen that they're having to be cradled all the time. Mm-hmm. And then a whole bunch of them died.
Was it a whole pod that got lost?
Or? Yeah, mm-hmm. Where I'm looking.
That's not good.
Let's see here. Well, they were, transported by boat. And
is this in California or where we're at?
Off the Keys in Florida.
Oh, off the Keys. Yeah, okay, Florida.
20 miles east of Key West.
Hmm.
And so, but there was like 17 of them that, or 12 of them that died, or 14 of them died. And these are the two that have survived and they can release, and there are five more they're still working with.
Wow.
but they say they do not know what caused them to become stranded. They don't know if they're just simply disoriented or what. And I'm wondering, Kim, do you get any sense?
I don't know. It feels tidal to me, you know, like maybe some of the storms that have come through might have caused something. But it feels like what I get is tidal. So
tidal. So that, well, maybe, so like maybe they got caught up in a tide or something.
I don't know. Some form, you know, something that happens in the water that sort of moved them in that direction. But
okay. So doesn't sound like a sonar blast or something.
No,
that doesn't feel like that.
To me.
And
feels more kind of storm related.
Well, you know, it kind of makes sense that maybe they could have, you know, got caught in a, well, you know what happens in a riptide.
Yeah.
You know, you get pulled, maybe they get caught up in tides too.
I don't know.
And then they're disoriented and
I don't know enough about it to explain it to you. Just what I get in my head.
Yeah. Well, that's, but that's good to know. Yeah. That it's kind of a tidal.
It doesn't feel like it's man-made. It feels like it was natural.
All right. Well, that covers, I think, all the bases that we need to deal with before we get into our subject of today. And we just have a few minutes before we close out this hour, and I'm doing pretty well. I don't know that we need to run the tip. What are you thinking? Can we just turn this hour around when we get to the end and just go for it, and then
it's up
we'll
to
run
you.
The tape later?
Yeah,
I think we can do that.
Okay.
And if y'all are okay without the flea tip running. If you need the flea tip, call us right away, 425-373-5527, and let us know you need it, and I'll run it next hour or something. But I think we'll just let's swap out, Gary, the top of hour three for hour two, and then we can do the tip at hour three if we decide we need to, if somebody calls and says they need flea info. Otherwise, we'll just carry right on. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about end-of-life issues for our animal friends. And isn't it true? Well, I know, and I've got to compliment you because I keep forgetting to tell you this. It just kind of leads us right in, though. I've got contacted. I go to a couple of monthly marketing meetings. And have met a lot of folks over the years through that. And one of them needed help for a friend that had lost an animal friend, and that the person was very depressed and what they do. And I suggested they have a reading with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that person passed on the information to this other person who did, in fact, have a reading with you. And the report came back to me that, wow, how much you helped this person in being able to communicate with her departed animal friend really helped her in the grief, move through the grief process. And then I've heard apparently now there are others that will also come to you through this source and all of this. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So, but that's just a very recent example of the fact that you do work with a lot of people who are having a real hard time after losing an animal friend, correct?
Yeah, I get a lot of them. I do get a lot of calls, and I've told you this before. If people want to just call me really quickly and ask me if it's time, I never charge for that, and I'll try to talk to them really quickly through it to help them make that decision.
I've done
a lot of that.
That's really good to know, because that's one of the things that I'm really going to stress today is that I think it is important if you are not able to tune in to your animal friend and either communicate yourself or know yourself what they want.
Right.
I think it is so important to find that out.
Now, sometimes, you know, when they've after the fact and they have trouble getting over it, then I suggest having a reading. But, you know, if they just want to call me ahead of time.
To find out if it's time.
I do that all the time.
That's really cool. I talk to people. I always do a free telephone evaluation. So I just talk to people usually, you know, about that as well.
Yeah.
But that's really nice about you. So do know. And if you're interested in Kim, either for private readings or if you need to know if it's time, she is a great resource for that. KimMillerMedium.com.
Yes.
We'll put you in touch with her also. You can call her. Not now, though, because she's on the radio with me.
You can leave me a message.
206-353-5527. 206-353-5600. That's Kim Miller Medium, 206-353-5600. And just make a note of that. You get to a point with your